conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
22 after 8. You know how big a problem in our society tuberculosis is, and treating tuberculosis, and you get sort of TB, multi-drug resistant TB, extremely drug resistant TB. You have to take pills. It takes a very long time. In fact, if you remember some of the arguments, the legal arguments around the lockdown, the precedent was from quarantine cases relating to tuberculosis. So it tells you how difficult it is. And if I remember, the level of tuberculosis in the Western Cape about 10 years ago was exactly the same that it was 100 years ago. That's how difficult it is. Well, now there's a suggestion that a carbohydrate, it's not new, it's called curdlan, may actually be able to help in the fight against tuberculosis. Professor Admire Dube is a pharmaceutical scientist and associate professor in pharmaceuticals at the School of Pharmacy at the University of the Western Cape. Professor Dube, good morning.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We know that treating tuberculosis is very difficult. There's so many pills you have to take for such a long time. What is curdlan and what could it do to help?
Yeah, thanks for that, Stephen. Yeah, it's a difficult disease to treat. But curdlan is essentially a sugar, a polysaccharide that's used in the food industry. And the unique thing about curdlan is that it's able to activate our immune system, so it can help us to fight infections. So that's what made it quite interesting for us, and we started to look further into it. And there are quite a number of groups around the world that are looking at this compound for other diseases, but then we chose to focus on TB just because of all the issues that you've just highlighted around tuberculosis.
This curdlan, I mean, we've known about it for a long time. Is it used to treat other things?
Yes. So, for example, in Japan, it is approved for treatment of some kinds of cancers, but that's so far the only indication that it's been approved for treatment. So a lot of studies that are looking at it for treatment of other diseases, and so we are hoping that we can create a treatment for tuberculosis from this compound.
I'm presuming that it's not hard to get, right? I mean, curdlan comes from, I presume, the curdling of what, milk?
Yes, but not quite. It's produced by bacteria, fungus. So, yes, there's a chemical extraction process that happens and then a lot of purification so that one can achieve a pure compound. But the compound itself would need to be delivered exactly to the sites of infection. So it's not a matter of if a person takes the curdlan and then, you know, it's going to treat their tuberculosis. That's not what we're saying. But it just has to be purified from the chemical extraction process and delivered exactly to where the tuberculosis infection is.
The drugs that we use to fight tuberculosis now, I realize this is a big question, Professor, I may regret asking it. How do they actually work? I mean, what I'm trying to get to is what they do very different to what curdlan does.
Yes, so maybe I can then focus a little bit more on curdlan first. It's an immunotherapy. It's activating the immune system. So that's the angle that we're looking at. Now, with the conventional drugs, these are antibiotics. These are just killing the bacteria. They're actually, in some cases, destroying the cell wall of the tuberculosis bacteria. So they function like our conventional antibiotics that we take all the time. But here in the case of curdlan, it goes to the host cell. Now, tuberculosis is located within immune cells called macrophages. So the curdlan activates these immune cells so that they can, an immune response is generated, which then kills the bacteria. So, yeah, I hope you can see, and the listeners can also see the difference between the curdlan and conventional antibiotics.
No, I see. I understand it. I mean, the thing about tuberculosis, unfortunately, is that it's evolved over time, which means we need to evolve the drugs that we use too.
Exactly. And that's why we're looking at some of these immunotherapies. And I think that is probably the future of how we will be treating diseases. Let's harness our immune system so that we can kill bacteria and not just rely on chemical, antibiotics. To do that effect, that activity. And even if you look at cancers, some of them are treated by immunotherapies already.
Well, there's a lot going on. Professor Admire Dube, thank you. Pharmaceutical scientist, associate professor in pharmaceuticals at the University of the Western Cape. 27 minutes now after 8 o'clock.